time many years ago where I would help anybody I could. Anytime someone was heartbroken, anybody needed a favor, whatever I could do, I would help them. And that was part of my nature. And I'm still that way, but that's been curtailed quite a bit. There is a level of understanding in this world, and I had to learn this the hard way. And I try to teach this to my daughter as much as I can. It was actually beautiful because I took her to the therapist. I want, you know, her going through puberty, I want her, and I'm not in a relationship, so I want as many females that I feel are role models, professionals that carry themselves in a way where I want my daughter to carry herself in, that to influence her and to help her find a way. Similar to how I grew up without a father, so the males that were in my life when I was playing basketball were very integral in my development as a person. And she was getting a lesson from a therapist that I was teaching her. And I love that because it's a reminder that the way I'm going about doing business, it's not something that is biased in one way, shape, or form. And I try to be a person that when I make a decision about something, like for example, COVID was the most recent example. COVID, something came on as a phenomenon, and most people watching the news that really don't educate themselves, they just say, okay, we're gonna die. If we don't get this vaccine, we gotta get it now. And if that person doesn't get it, you're the problem. And I just said, okay, before I make any hasty decisions on this thing, I'm gonna just see how this all played out. And I gave it about a year before I got the shot. I didn't want to get the shot because the statistics were showing that the percentage of getting it and dying were very small. And the people that were dying mostly were people that were of elderly age. So I was like, okay, well, I work out, I eat decent, not as great as I used to, but I take care of myself to some extent. So I liked my chances of my immune system handling whatever came my way and let nature sort it out. But I gave it a year because I realized that, okay, people were taking this vaccine, although it's not really necessary, it does even minimize the percentage of you dying no matter what. Because the people that were taking it, their effects were much worse. There are people that were still getting the effects, and there are even people still dying from it. So we don't really know the true consequences of that. But it's when I made that decision, I said, okay, number one, people are taking the shot, and I don't want to agree with it. But number two, if I'm trying to travel, if I'm trying to leave the country, they're going to ask for my card when I go outside the country. If I go to Canada, if I go to Germany, if I go to South America, like they're going to, and even if I go to another state like California, they're going to ask for it. So I didn't know how long that was going to be as far as these federal regulations that were in place about you being limited as far as what you can do. So after a year, I said, okay, I may have to take this begrudgingly, and obviously no one's talking about it because we are worrying about the next thing, whether it's war, whether it's a hurricane, whatever the fuck it is. We're worrying about the next thing. So I try to inform myself as much as I can about things. And based on that information, I try to help other people. So I've always done that in my earlier years. And as I've gotten older and we have internet and we're able to research things. And I always tell people, man, if I had the internet 10 years earlier, oh my God, dude, game over, because I was always trying to find answers, but the library doesn't give you any answers, right? Like if you're trying to find your path in, okay, how do I become a video game programmer? How does Michael Jordan train? What is the best diet to take? What you can educate yourself on anything you want to do. You can inform yourself from unbiased sources. I thought, and to this day, I still do it. So I think when I help people, I try to take all the information I've gathered and make a sound decision. There's a reason why I've beaten the odds for somebody that was in the position I was, okay? And part of that is understanding that you don't have all the answers. So you have to go and find those answers from people that are reliable sources. So many times what I find in my travels or in the journey of life in particular, where you try to help people and you give them advice, not only from what you've read or what you've seen other people go through, but what you've been through yourself and been able to learn from and pass it down, give it forward, whatever you want to call it. And sometimes people are not able to obtain that information. I know that's a problem that I deal with, or I've dealt with certain people in my life. It's a very challenging thing to say, you have a situation, you have a problem, you don't know how to fix it. Okay, I have the ability to do research, to do detective work, to ask the questions, because I'm dumb. That's the position I put myself in. It's like, I don't have the answers. Who can give me the answers? And I go to person A, I go to person B, I go to person C, and I'm a fucking reporter. I'm an interviewer, like, hey, what do I need to do about this? I have no fucking clue. How does it work? How does it not work? What are the pros? What are the cons? And I go through this gamut of asking questions, and I'm able to retain that information. And then after I get that information, I research it. It makes sense. Okay, let me talk to the second person. Okay, similar stuff they're saying. Okay, cool. I'm not listening to the news. I'm not listening to something, a business entity that is trying to make money and understands that they make money off of doom and gloom. That's the way the information outlets, the conventional outlets, work in our society. So I don't pay attention to that, because you realize that it is very skewed, very biased, and it has a purpose. And when you realize that, oh man, these guys are not being neutral. They're not trying to inform me. They're trying to get me scared, because that's what makes me tune in tomorrow. That's what makes me stay and watch them every night, so that to feel like I'm educated about what's going on in the world. Don't get me wrong, I listen to it. But guess what? I go to a contrasting source from that news outlet. So if you tell me the sky is blue, I'm going to look at somebody else that's fighting against that argument. It's like science. Science is built that way. It's like you create a theory, you test it, cool. Then you say a report, okay, the sky is blue because of X, Y, and Z. Now other people can come along and question it and even run that hypothesis, create their own. But you see where I'm going at with this, that, and I'm going to keep it simple, that when I, in my life, when I try to help people that are close to me, it used to drive me up the wall that I would say, hey, listen, the way you're going, I've been informed about this from people that are successful, the people that have made it to where I want to make it. And if those people have made it, are telling me these things, then, and it's more than one person telling me that. And then it's like, I'll read an article or I'll read things that coincide with the conversations I'm having with people that tell me an informative and educated decision. Guess what? I'm going to trust that. But people in my life don't trust it for whatever the reason is. Like, they just think I'm going to lead them to a fucking cliff. I don't know. You know, I had somebody recently tell me, man, you used to tell me so many good things about what I should have done, and I never did them, and I should have. And I'm like, you goddamn right. Because I don't steer anybody into bad territory. Like, I come from an educated perspective, questioning all angles. Like, I'm the best guy to go to because I question everyone. I just don't believe what the news says. Oh, well, you know, like, especially during the hurricane. Oh, my God, the hurricane said, the news said this. The news said that. No, I hear you. It said it. Let me go. It's frustrating. And I think that's what it is in the recent episode with my mom. It was like, you realized what the cycle was. It's like, okay, you see a problem that she's dealing with. you inform yourself of the options that are available to fix this problem. You talk to people, you educate yourself, you ask questions, then you go to a second source. Do the same thing, third source, you do the same thing. And those things, and whatever coincides, and whatever aligns, I'm pretty sure that's the way to go. And then I convey that to her. I'm like, okay, mom, this is what you need to do. And then she goes, okay. Then she'll make a phone call to other people that are not in the area, that are not as educated about it, or the education comes from a very biased perspective. They're not out there calling and asking questions in the trenches. They're not. But that person has, or those people have, a higher trust level with my mom than I have with her. So whenever I give her an idea and I say, you should do X, Y, and Z, she'll talk to people and she'll go ahead and they'll say, no, I don't know. Don't need to do that. You could do it this way instead. I'm like, okay, who the fuck did you talk to about this? Like, let me get your sources. Let me understand your sources. It just makes me scratch my head. Do they live here? Have they had experience with this? Have they been in a very similar predicament here? But unfortunately, that level of intelligence goes over their head. And especially it goes over people like my mom and other people that I try to help. Because you're trying to help them get educated on this. It's like, dude, I know you don't know this, and I don't know this either, but I know people to ask. When I don't know the answers, I'm humble enough, and I ask questions, and I keep asking, and I next thing you know, I fucking understand it. And in my head, it's like, okay, I register it, makes sense, not make sense, okay. And then I'll check another source and another source. And the problem that's been frustrating with people, that's why I just can't wait to fucking disappear. Because I know what, because what happens is you see people with a problem, you give them advice, and you're willing to help them, but they want to go a different direction because they think they know more, or those sources, the sources that they rely on, know more than I do, or educate themselves more than I do. And then my opinion is trumped and nulled and void. And then they follow that other opinion. And then guess what? They go into train wreckville. And then guess who has to clean it up? Then who gets the fucking phone calls? Save me. I don't know what the fuck to do. Yeah, it's me. And like I said, it's not just one person. Like, I've had a history of that. That's what with my daughter, I'm like, dude, like, if my daughter doesn't take my advice or even listen to half the shit I say, I'm like, yo, I'm out. Like, you learn life the hard way. Life's going to punch you. So go have at it. I know you'll come back around, and I know you say, you're right, Dad. You are so right about that. Because I'm not trying to steer you into chaos. And people that don't trust my judgment, I could understand if I was giving advice and I was living, you know, in my mom's basement, never had a job, right? It's like, I give relationship advice, but it's like, what do you know about relationships? Like, I know that I could easily be in one, but I choose not to, because my criteria, the way I want to be, is not, it doesn't make women comfortable. I get it. So it doesn't bother me. Like, I know myself enough because I own it. I always tell people, the thing about relationship, it all starts with you owning who you are and loving who you are. And then you got to let people love you for that, you know? And until someone loves me for that, then we can have a relationship, because I'm not going to conform. But going back to my point about helping people and not taking my advice. And I'm not saying that I know it all. I'm just saying that I inform myself when I don't know the answers. That's the kind of person you want to go to. And I'm always telling people, whenever they try to tell me I'm stubborn, I always tell them, I'm not stubborn. It's just that you got to present to me something that's better than what I think it is. Because not only am I telling you my decision, but I will tell you why I am making that decision. I'm able to explain to you from A to Z why I'm making that decision. It's an informed and educated decision that I'm making. Not from the fucking news. Not from a fucking journal article, like a journalist article. I'm not like a biased, opinionated tabloid. I'm not doing that. When I hear that, I go the opposite way, and somewhere in the middle is the truth. And it's a very frustrating experience for me because, like I said, people get in the bind, they have me come help, I find a solution based on my research, I give the answer, or based on anecdotal experiences because, hey, I've made it, I'm doing okay for myself. I'm not relying on anybody to do things for me. That lets you know how informed I am. But people still diminish it for whatever the fucking reasons. I don't know. And then they go down that path when you know it's going to be a dead end. It's going to be a fucking wreck. Or you're making your life much more difficult than it should be. And next thing you know, you wreck. And then everybody points the finger at me like I'm the cleanup guy. And I'm like, wait a minute. No one took my fucking advice when all this shit was going on. How come I am the one footing the bill on this one? And that's why I just check out. That's why there isn't any. Because if anybody wants to get more advice than me, I got to see your life picture versus mine. I have to. It's okay. When it comes to these situations, when it comes to helping people, what the fuck do you know about? Because what are you doing for yourself? And I guess for me, that's the part where the venting and the anger kicks in, because people want you to help them, but on their terms. And I'm not going to help you on your terms if those terms lead me to believe that you're going down the wrong path. Like if my daughter's doing things that I don't feel are conducive to her being productive or being somebody that can take care of herself, guess what? I'm not going to support it. And then I'm looked at as the bad guy. I'm not saying that's how she is now. I'm just saying in general. And I feel that people that are in dire needs, people around me, if I have given you advice, you probably look back and be like, yep, he was right. More times than now. No doubt about it. There's no doubt. I got too many confessionals about that. It's like, I will help you out. But you cannot let other people that are not as informed about it, that are not as informed, or that are not as leaning one way or the other. I inform myself about all angles. Like, I know the pros and cons of this. I know the pros and cons of that. I know the pros and cons of this. Like, I educate myself. And a lot of people don't when they put themselves in a pickle. So that's the frustrating part. You give advice, they don't follow it. Even though you educate yourself, they go down to Trainwreckville, they fucking crash and burn, and then the fucking paramedics come knocking at your door. Like, hey, go get your mess, clean it up. And here I am, you know, living my life, minding my business, doing my things. And that's the way people are, man. It's like, it's fascinating, because what you realize in life is that some people just have to learn the hard way.